Christians praise. So today is not so much looking at Jesus as a child. We're going to do that this week with Christmas coming. But I want to look at a gentleman named Simeon who has the opportunity in his old age to see something amazing take place. So we're going to look at Simeon. And I think it's going to be a challenge for each one of us to look at it, of what's going on in our own journey. So let's pray. Lord, so much is going on. And so moving to this time of your word, I pray that you speak through me and our hearts are ready to understand what you want us to hear and know again about somebody's journey and then our own journey as we seek you out as our Lord and Saviour and meaning and purpose in our direction. So, Lord, allow us to know what you have for us today in Jesus' name. So Simeon, who is Simeon? We really don't know much about him. He just pops up in the book of Luke. He pops up as somebody who's just been waiting because he's had a revelation. He's waiting around for a promise. So as we read it, I want you to think about, you know, revelation, a promise, and a time of waiting, and what it means for you. In Luke 2:22, we read these words, "When the time came for the purification rites required by the law of Moses, Joseph and Mary took him being Jesus, little baby Jesus, took him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord." Normally in Jewish custom, that was the eighth day. "Present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male is to be consecrated to the Lord," which means like a first fruit, a position of saying we dedicate this, our firstborn, to the Lord as a promise, as a gift, as something special. "And to offer a sacrifice in keeping with what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of doves or two pigeons." It's written there to understand of a pair of doves or two pigeons as a sacrifice that was made for the part of the consecration. What do we learn from this? We learn there's a dedication. But we also learn that Jesus' parents, in this case Mary and Joseph, were poor people. According to the law, you could sacrifice all different animals, or, you know, the richer you were, the larger the animal, a sacrifice was made. But in the case of Jesus, we can see that his parents were poor. Now, we know that this is Jewish custom and rule as part of sacrifice. We know that through Jesus, we don't have to sacrifice anymore. Hallelujah for that. But we recognize right now that Jesus' parents were the poor ones, even though he is a king. And so now we read on. "Now, there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon, who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, for Israel to be consoled." Why does Israel need to be consoled? Well, Israel was a mess, wasn't it? And we knew that the Roman power and control was there. We knew that the temple was a mess. We knew that religion had turned into, you know, this whole mess was coming through this time, and the consolation of Israel, it's time for a Messiah. And the Holy Spirit was on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Now, that's an interesting comment, isn't it? Either he knew it was coming soon or he's thinking, I'm going to live a long time. He knew because it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he'd seen the Lord's Messiah. I wonder if he went around telling everybody, hey, look, the Messiah's coming, Messiah's coming. Or it was just he knew. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what custom of law required, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying these words, Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, just imagine Simeon holding Jesus, like holding him and looking up, Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may dismiss your servant in peace. I wonder if he's tired by now. For my eyes have seen your salvation. My eyes have seen your salvation. I'm holding the Messiah, which you have prepared in the sight of all nations. Can imagine even Jerusalem at this moment, how many different nationalities there, this occupations, everything, all in front of all nations. Look, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people, Israel. Now, you two wrote a song. You guys remember some of the younger ones might not know. You two wrote these words in 1987. I've climbed highest mountains. I've run through the fields only to be with you, only to be with you. I have run and I have crawled. I have scaled these city walls only to be with you. But I still haven't found what I'm looking for. But I still haven't found what I'm looking for. I think Simeon can add a new line. I've found what I'm looking for. I finally found what I'm looking for. Simeon waiting. And then the Messiah comes. Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may dismiss your servant in peace. Simeon, who's been waiting around, knowing that God is going to bring revelation, he's revealed to him the Messiah is coming, the Messiah is here, he's waiting. Finally, he's found what he's been looking for and hoping for. And now he can be dismissed in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation. God's salvation for who? For everyone. My eyes have seen your salvation, which you've prepared in the sight of all nations. Even today, here, us, Jesus prepared for us, salvation for us, for all nations, everyone. Because a light has been revealed to who? To the Gentiles. Remember Simeon, the Jewish nation was waiting for a Messiah. Simeon is now prophesying again that this revelation isn't just for the Jews. Jesus is for everyone. We're all the Gentiles. For everyone. For us. Ian?
You think we're Gentiles?
Yes, we are. Revelation for us and the glory of the people of Israel. There's this wonderful place. Again, this intimacy taking place. I know I've been reflecting on it lately, and I really want to keep that in your thinking. Too many times we see God as an ogre or angry or something like that, but there's an intimacy. There's an intimacy that God has. God allows his son to come to us. That intimacy, God allowing his son to come to us as a lowly child in a place where he is with very poor parents. And yet Simeon is there waiting. Ah, the Messiah has finally arrived. Why isn't it the high priest? Why isn't it the Jewish leaders? Why aren't they, woo, look, the Messiah is here. It's the heart of those who are truly seeking for God in the midst of it that God will show himself. Simeon was one who was waiting and waiting and trying to understand what this means. A Messiah finally has come. The Messiah who offers us peace and new life. This week we had something horrible take place. I know we've reflected on it a bit, but I want to bring it into this place today. These two men had a distorted ideology that had a distorted understanding. By murder and death, you could get to heaven. That's not the God we serve. That's not the God we understand. The God we understand is very different. Jesus is the one who made the sacrifice for you and for me. Now, the child's father and mother marveled at what was said about him, about Jesus. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, I don't know why he singled out, but specifically Simeon turns to Mary and says this, the child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel and to be a sign that will be spoken against so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed and a sword will pierce your own soul too. Simeon now turns around and says about this Messiah, about Jesus, this child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many. We see that, don't we? Many who accept him and many who reject him. And that he'll be spoken against. How many of you know that people speak against faith in Jesus? How many Christians are persecuted because of the name of Jesus? So that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed and a sword will pierce your own soul too. We know through Scripture, Mary struggled at times with Jesus and who he was saying he was and the things that he was doing. We know that Mary's own heart was being challenged. Although she knew the promises, she knew about him, she still struggled to see him in the role that he was holding and how he was being portrayed. But here's the question, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed. What are your thoughts? What are your thoughts towards Jesus? How do you see him? How do others see your heart towards Jesus? How are you going in your own journey? My father, he's passed away now. But my father struggled. He was a soldier. He went through the end of World War II. He ended up as a soldier in Indonesia for a number of years. But my father struggled with anxiety. He struggled with the things of life. He struggled with the things that he'd been through. Some of the challenges that he'd been part of. And as a soldier, he did things in war that he never really wanted to talk about. But I know that when he was in the aged care facility and he couldn't move much, he knew he was, you know, end of life was coming. His anxiety was very high. And often he would say to the nurses, "Can I please have some more Valium?" He just wanted to sleep because he had such an anxiety with the things that he'd been through, the struggles that he had. Did he know Jesus? Yes, he knew Jesus. But there was a point where he had to make peace with Jesus. A peace that passes understanding. To find what he was looking for. To find that peace in his heart that only Jesus can bring. And I remember that he finally got to that point where he accepted peace with Jesus. And he put out his hand and he asked me to hold his hand. And he said to me, he said, "Ben, pray with me that I might die." I'm his son. That's a very difficult prayer to pray. But the reason I'm saying this is because my dad had finally found the peace that he needed. And he closed his eyes. And I'm praying. And I've got to be honest, I couldn't pray that he would die. But I didn't pray out loud. And after a little while, he opened his eyes and he looked at me and said, "It didn't work." What are you looking for this Christmas? Simeon was given a promise. Simeon was given a promise, "You're going to see the Messiah." My guess, we don't know much about Simeon. My guess is Simeon has been praying and asking God for the Messiah to come because he could see his people, the nation, the people that God was to call their own. He could see the mess they were in. We need the Messiah. And I think his hungry heart got to that place where he is now receiving what his heart was longing for. Holy Spirit revelation. Simeon, you are going to see the Messiah. Amen. What is your heart longing for this Christmas? You know, I was talking to Joan. Remember Joan? Okay. Joan, one of our lovely ladies from church. I would still meet with her every Tuesday. I'll do a Bible study over there. Joan is going to be 100 years old in March. And I'm just reflecting that in March, Helen and I have two grandbabies coming in March. Not twins, by the way, two different girls in our family. I would love to see Joan pick up one of our grandchildren of a few days old and her being 100, and would love to see that take place. I don't know how old Simeon was. Maybe he was 100. But could you imagine seeing this take place? Simeon, maybe 100. As I said, I don't know his age. But picking up baby Jesus and saying, I'm going to pray and see this blessing over this little one. Are you in a place where this Christmas you are able to praise our Lord Jesus because you have found what you're looking for? Can you find that place where Jesus is there in the midst of everything that's taking place and he can bring peace to you? Are you going to find what you're looking for this Christmas? And can you find a place of praise in it all? Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for the example of Simeon. Thank you for the example of someone finding what they're looking for. Thank you, Jesus, for coming to us to give us a peace in the hardest times. I know that there's a busyness, and some people feel quite an anxiety around Christmas. But let us, Jesus, help us not to lose focus on who you are, what you've done, how you present a freedom. And may we find praise in you this Christmas and find what we're looking for. Lord Jesus, I'm just reminded now of those prayers, those who have been praying, especially in this church particularly, those who've been praying for their children, their grandchildren, those who have walked away from the faith, those who have gone looking for other things and not coming back to the incredible understanding of who you are and the freedom that you bring. Lord Jesus, we have our wayward ones, and we're asking, Lord, for you to bring them back to an understanding of who you are. And as the year comes ahead, we pray, Lord, that prayers will be answered for those who don't know really what they're looking for will finally find what they're looking for in you, Jesus. And we pray this in your mighty name. Amen.